Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Knighthood was in flower, and a man wooed a maid. Beneath her sacred bower, he sang a serenade. My date, I suppose, it's late, heaven knows, it blows and it snows. But anyway, here goes. My darling, my dream, since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie mine?
And starting off this morning's edition of I Heard That Song Before, we had Buddy Clark from 1947 bringing us the Cole Porter number, Rosalie. Lovely melody and delightful lyrics from the wonderful songwriter, and it was written for his film of the same name. We've got lots of wonderful music for you today, I think from the 1920s through to the 1950s. Some wonderful singers, as we've just heard, and some great musicians. I'm going to go to the Casa Loma Orchestra for our next recording from 1939. This was written by songwriter Hoagie Carmichael along with Stuart Gorrell. Very famous song, Georgia on My Mind. I believe Hoagie was quite well associated with the Casa Loma Orchestra. He used to play with them from time to time. Sonny Durham is bringing us a fine trumpet on this one. And then to 1940, to the band led by Glenn Miller, a very popular and very famous band from the swing era, the late 30s through to the early 1940s. They'll join us from 1940 with a song written by Herbert Magidson and Ali Rubel called I'm Stepping Out with a Memory Tonight. And Ray Eberly will be bringing us the lyrics on that one. And then to the band led by Harry James, along with singer Marion Morgan. And they're joining us today with a song written by Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein, I Don't Care If It Rains All Night. And as I said, Marion Morgan will be joining us with the lyrics on that one. And we'll start with the Casaloma Orchestra, Georgia on My Mind.
Stepping out with a memory tonight to paint the town the way we used to do. I'll dine at the old cafe where we had so much fun and order cocktails for two instead of the usual one. Then after dark, in a hansom's through the park. While reminiscing, I'll be kissing you. A lot of folks may think that I'm crazy. Well, maybe they're right. But I'm stepping out with a memory tonight.
Heard the wonderful orchestra of Harry James from 1947 with singer Marion Morgan. I don't care if it rains all night. Before them, Glenn Miller and his orchestra from 1940 and Ray Eberly, I'm stepping out with a memory tonight. And we started off with the Casaloma Orchestra from 1939, Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to music from many years ago, from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And we've got some wonderful singers for you today and some great musicians. Our next three recordings are all taken from, well, quite a ways back, almost 100 years ago, from 1929 through to 1931. And our first of these is a song called Broadway Melody, written by Gnacio Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. And it was written for the Hollywood Review of 1929. And we're going to hear it performed by the orchestra led by Ben Selvin. He was a very prolific band leader way back in the 20s and 30s and recorded with many different outfits under different names. We have it under his own name this morning, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. Then from the same year, we will hear from the Charleston Chasers. And this was a group made up of some great jazz musicians, some of whom went on to have very long and wonderful careers, such as Jimmy Dorsey and his brother Tommy, Phil Napoleon. He's a trumpet player, and of course Miff Mole on trombone. We'll also hear from Arthur Schutt on piano and Dave Tuff on drums, amongst others. And the song will bring us, well, this is a real classic, Ain't Misbehaving, from the pens of Fats Waller and Andy Razaf. And the words are brought to us by Eva Taylor. And then the third song in this set is brought to us by a young man called Russ Colombo, who was just starting out on his career as a singer, a very fine crooner, as they became known over the years. Russ, unfortunately, had a very short career. He died tragically around this time. I think he only sang for about 2 or 3 years. But while he did, he recorded some wonderful numbers, and this is one, All of Me, written by Gerald Marx and Seymour Simons. And Russ does a lovely job on this one. Russ Colombo from 1931. And we'll start with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, Broadway Melody.
Thank you. by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jackie Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worthwhile waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you.
Love affair. All you took, I gladly gave. There's nothing left for me to say. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? You took the part that once was my heart, but why not take all of me?
You've just been listening to Russ Colombo from 1931. with a delightful rendition of the song All of Me. Before us, we heard from the Charleston Chasers from 1929 with Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehaving. And we started out with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, also 1929, Broadway Melody. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning I'm bringing you songs recorded between the 1920s and the 1950s, long time ago, but the music is wonderful and it has certainly stood the test of time. And we have some great singers for you today and lots of excellent musicians. Talking of which, our next recording is from one of the great ones, one of the fathers of jazz, as they became known. That is Sidney Bechet. He's joining us today from 1950 with a group called his Blue Note Jazzmen. And they are going to bring us another jazz classic, Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. That was written by Clarence and Spencer Williams. And Sidney is joined in the studio that day by Wild Bill Davidson on cornet, Jimmy Archie on trombone, Joe Sullivan on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and Slick Jones on drums. And after Sidney and friends, we will go back 9 years to 1941 to the Benny Goodman Orchestra. The swing era is still going, starting to phase out a little bit. But one of its great exponents was, of course, this orchestra, the Benny Goodman Orchestra. They are still going strong, and they are going to bring us, from 1941, the song It's Always You. Now, that was actually written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke for the 1941 film Road to Zanzibar. Yes, one of the Road movies. And this was sung in the movie by, unsurprisingly, Bing Crosby to Dorothy Lamour. We will hear it this morning from Helen Forrest, she of the gorgeous voice. And she's joined, as I said, by the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And going back to 1950, we will hear from Robert Farnon and his orchestra. Robert Farnon, of course, one of the great conductors, arrangers, and composers of light classical music of the 20th century. And he is now located in the UK, where he spent most of his career. And at this point, in addition to composing, he also arranged a lot of the classic songs from the great songwriters. And this one's from Irving Berlin, and it's called Always. And we will start now with Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen from 1950. Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll. Thank you.
me, it's not a star I see, it's always you. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do, funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's always you. If the breeze caresses me, it's really you strolling by. If I hear a melody, it's merely the way you sigh. Wherever you are, you're near me. You dare me to be untrue. Funny, each time I fall in love, it's
thank you.
You've just been listening to the wonderful tones of the Robert Farnon Orchestra. Robert Farnon conducted the orchestra and also arranged the piece, which was Always, written by Irving Berlin. Before him and his orchestra, we heard from Helen Forrest with Benny Goodman, It's Always You from 1941, and we started out with Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen from 1950, Ain't Gonna Give Nobody None of My Jelly Roll.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning, as I said, we are listening to songs from many years ago, 1920s through to the 1950s. And that's what we've been doing this morning. We've got a few more for you yet to go, and we're going to go now to 1957 to a group of musicians who called themselves the Rampart Street Paraders. Now, this was a lot of the guys that played with the, I believe it was the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Amongst them in the group are the Clyde Hurley on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Matty Matlock on clarinet, Stan Reitzman on piano, George Van Epps on guitar, and Nick Fatool on drums. From 1957, they are going to bring us a song. They recorded then, and it's called San Antonio Shout, and it was written by Terry Shand and Sidney Arredin. Then we're going to go back 20 years, to 1935, to the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. Well, we've already heard a bit from them this morning, and we're going to hear from them in this year, which was when they'd formed an orchestra together, Tommy and Jimmy, and it the early 30s. This was their last year together. They split in this year and each went with separate orchestras. But while they were together, they recorded some great music. We'll hear one example of that. It's a jazz classic written by the songwriting team of Matthews, Green and Cates. And it's called Weary Blues. And then we're going to go to 1944 to a group led by clarinetist Edmund Hall. One of the great ones. He often played in small groups with Teddy Wilson, the pianist, but this morning we'll hear him with a different group. This is called his Swing Tet, and we're going to hear, along with Edmund on clarinet, we'll hear Benny Morton on trombone, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Don Fry on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Alvin Raglin on bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. The song is written by Harold Adamson and Walter Donaldson, and it's called It's Been So Long. And we'll hear now from the Rampart Street Paraders, San Antonio Shout. Thank you. The lovely clarinet of Edmund Hall and his swing tet. And 1944 that was, they brought us the song It's Been So Long. Before Edmund and Friends, we heard the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1935 with Weary Blues. And we started off with the Rampart Street Paraders from 1957, San Antonio Shout. Next up, we're going to go right back to 1938. The Bud Freeman Trio are going to bring us the song Three's a Crowd. Coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I do hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. We have one more for you this morning, and we're going to hear again from Sidney Bechet and his Blue Note Jazzmen from 1949. This song is called I Found a New Baby by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams. And Sidney is joined by Wild Bill Davidson on cornet, Art Hodes on piano, Walter Page on bass, and Fred Moore on drums.